Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Troy Rank joins us, our Fan Broncos insider, courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, we're discussing Drew Locke and Vic Fangio saying, hey, he might not play. It doesn't even matter. What do you think of that?
I tried to get him in the lineup. I said, hey, Vic, you love baseball. Don't you see December as September call-ups? You got to get room for prospects. It's like, I don't see anything like that. You can't. He's not like a pinch hitter, not a pinch runner. If you go, if it's the quarterback, he's the quarterback. So I tried. But in all seriousness, I think we agree to disagree. I do with Coach Fangio on this, that if they're out of it, he has to start those last two games against the Raiders and Lions. I mean, it just doesn't make sense not to get a look at him. Now, if you don't think he's ready, and players have been, you know, frankly, have told me he's rusty, and not a total surprise for a guy who didn't practice for a couple of months. But the problem is this. If Allen plays well at Buffalo, then he's going to get, and especially if he wins, he's starting the Chargers game. That would be the game for Locke. I don't see Locke starting at Houston and certainly not making his debut at Kansas City. Mm. They're not going to set him up to fail that way. So that's why this next week, this game is interesting, because if Allen, you know, and I would never root against the guy. I'm just saying, if he plays well, he's playing against the Chargers. That means it could push the Locke thing down to those last two home games when they're clearly out of it and they're two home games, which would be an easier environment to break him in.
Troy, I've got a personal theory that NFL head coaches, they are at their most honest and their most vulnerable when they are foreshadowing the future, when they are giving clues about what may or may not happen in the future. And Vic Fangio is given plenty of clues that, hey, don't be surprised if you don't see Drew Locke at all this year. Do you feel like he is intentionally trying to foreshadow that?
Yeah, I think he is. And in talking to players about it, they've told me the same thing. Like, hey, don't be surprised if the kid doesn't play. And I'm like, why? And they're like, well, Vic's got to know he's ready. He's not going to put him out there if he doesn't think he's ready. And I'm not going to argue with the players, but my point is what I just said, that there gets a point in the season where it only makes sense. Now, if he's completely unprepared, he's showing up late. Like, the reason there was issues with Paxton that went beyond, is he practicing well? It was, you know, showing up late. He's not doing the play, studying the playbook. There were reasons why it's beyond he's just a young guy. It was like he doesn't deserve it. I haven't heard any of that about Locke. So that's my point. And this whole idea, Vic argued that he's not, you know, who cares if he's overwhelmed? If you're overwhelmed by this, that says a lot too. That shows you don't have the, you know, the thick skin to be this position, which is all the more reason to put him out there at some point. And the irony to me is this, is how would you have ever found out about Brandon Allen had you not played him? Is he that much different? Okay, he's been in the league 4 years. He's never played a snap in 4 years. So at some point, you know, Locke, people ask me, well, what if Locke has the same numbers as Allen? If he had those, what would you think? I would say I would be more excited because Locke has an upside, a ceiling that in theory is greater than Allen. Brandon Allen may have one. And I'm not rooting against him, but I just don't understand why you want to create a bunch of rationale for not playing him when you're out of it. I don't get that. I mean, I'm not the coach and I'm not the one preparing, you know, 90 hours a week to try to win a football game. So I kind of understand where he's coming from, but there's a point where you have to take a big picture look so you have a better evaluation of him entering the offseason when you might take a quarterback in the draft. And this idea, well, Drew Locke could be the backup, and that's a great value at second round. No, it's not. You could have had offensive linemen in the second round to start for 10 years. If you want a backup quarterback, you can find those guys in free agency. You don't draft a guy to be your backup quarterback. That's idiotic. That makes no sense to me.
Troy, it makes absolutely no sense, but that's pretty much where we are at this point. And Coach Fangio has already gone on record and said, well, you know, it's not vitally important that Drew Locke even plays this year. So I'll ask you, in your ideal situation with everything that's taken place thus far, how should the team approach this in 2020? Are we talking about drafting a quarterback? Are we talking about going out and getting a veteran like John Elway has done before and having Drew Locke be maybe your second or third guy?
Right. I mean, and all things are on the table, Nick. And let me preface this with even my, you know, me going on my rant. Vic Fangio knows a hell of a lot more about football than I ever will. I'm just
speaking. Oh, don't back down, Troy. Don't get scared now.
No. Philosophically, from my 30 years of covering professional sports, there's a time and place where evaluation trumps results. It just does. And it's hard to admit, but that's the reality, that the more data you have, the better off you are in terms of making decisions on players. So that said, Nick, would I be shocked if they make a U-turn and say, we're not taking a guy, we're going after Teddy Bridgewater, just like the Bears and Panthers probably are? I wouldn't be shocked, because they just did it the past 2 years with Case Keenum and Joe Flacco. And John Elway, we know, wants to win now. He's not in the rebuilding mode. That's not his DNA to say, let's look into this future and 2 to 3 years down the road. That's never been his stance. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'd be shocked if all of a sudden they were leading the Teddy Bridgewater brigade. But if then it means Drew Locke is your backup, why in the hell are you playing Brandon Allen then through the end of the season?
Because
that's my point. Have a lane and pick it. That's all. I don't even care what lane it is. I don't. I'm just saying, if that became the scenario, Nick, and you go get Bridgewater and now Locke's your backup, why would you play Allen through the end of the year then? Even if you are even thinking that Bridgewater's the plan, then play Locke at some point to see if he's the backup for next year.
My man Troy, he's rolling.
He is rolling, but I think you're hitting upon the truth. And the truth really is Drew Locke is never, in their eyes, going to be anything more than a backup. There is no bigger development plan. It was a mistake to take a quarterback in the second round when you could have had a starting center. You simply could have drafted Jarrett Stidham in the fourth or fifth round or somebody like that for the same exact role for Brandon Allen. They made a mistake in the draft, and they're kind of stuck with it. So I think the reason that he's not playing or it's not a priority, he's not a priority. That's what I think, Troy.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, because we've got 6 weeks to kind of see how this plays out. And if he doesn't play, then you're right, because that will show, the actions would speak louder than anything they would say about him. If he doesn't get a snap, they would show that he's not a priority. And it doesn't matter how you frame it.
Right.
If he doesn't get a snap as a starter this season, clearly his development's not a priority. And that's fine. I mean, it's their guy. They know him in the building. It's just, you need a plan for it. That's all I keep saying. You need a plan for it. If he's part of the long-term plan, he needs to start a couple games. If he's not, and they don't want to say it, I get it. That's a hard thing to admit. Mm-hmm. Then after the year, don't say that, well, it didn't matter that he didn't play. He's still a bright future for us. Stop. Don't even say that, because you had an opportunity to play him,
right,
and you didn't. That spoke volumes.
Monte Ball was a second-round draft pick. I mean, sometimes second-round draft picks don't work out. Cody Latimer was a second-round draft pick. I mean, Drew Locke would just be another one of those guys. It happens. Thank you, Troy.
Great stuff, Troy. Really good stuff.
Good. Thanks, Troy.
Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Lob.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.